Over the weekend, the State University of New York at Oneonta became the first in the 64 campus system to shut down in-person classes for 2 weeks after a coronavirus outbreak. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, state and college officials are trying to prevent the college's closure from becoming a trend.
Newly appointed SUNY Chancellor Jim Mylotras, a close ally of Governor Andrew Cuomo, ordered the closure of in-person classes after several off-campus house parties were connected to a spike in the coronavirus. 105 students, or 3% of the campus population, tested positive. Cuomo, speaking Monday, says he hopes the shutdown and the suspension of 5 students so far and 3 campus organizations deemed responsible got the message.
So you wanted a party, okay, now you have to go to remote learning, which means you basically stay in the dorm. And that's the lesson that we've been very good with all through this. It's a function of discipline and compliance.
But Cuomo says he can't guarantee that it will be the only school that has to close. 43 students at SUNY Plattsburgh were suspended after a party on Lake Champlain, and 4 students at the University at Albany were also suspended for hosting unauthorized parties. A 5th was removed from on-campus housing for violations of safety precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Fred Cole is president of the United University Professions. That's the union representing SUNY's professors and other professional staff. He approves of the steps taken by Mylotras and Cuomo so far, but he says his members remain anxious about their potential risk of illness when there's an outbreak among students on campuses. On average, 30% to 40% of classes are being taught in person this fall, and he says more situations like the one in Oneonta are likely.
They are young adults, but at the same time, taking on risky behavior. It's always been a hallmark of college students. And so we can expect that enforcement of any kind of standards of behavior to limit the spread is going to be a real challenge.
Each campus has designed and implemented its own reopening plan with guidance from the state. Cole says he's concerned that some schools have been slow to adopt aggressive preventive testing, like pool testing, where numerous samples can be run as part of one test. In the process, 10 to 25 people are screened using a self-administered saliva test. If the pool test is negative, no further tests are needed. But if the pooled results show the presence of the virus, then each person needs to be tested individually. Cole says Oneonta was one of the early adopters of pool testing and so was able to find out more quickly if COVID-19 was spreading on campus. He says there could be a silent spread of the virus on other campuses that we just don't know about yet.
Near where I live here in Cobleskill, the campus is doing its testing this week. They had one case when students arrived 2 weeks ago. And that person was quarantined, as was the individual's roommate, which is the perfect response. The question is, what will be discovered when the testing takes place?
He says more testing does not necessarily result in more instances of infection. SUNY Canton used the pool test and found just one case of COVID from an off-campus student. But if more pool tests reveal presence of the virus and more individual tests have to be conducted, he says there are worries that there might not be enough testing agents to keep up. The governor has said repeatedly in recent days that the colleges are the canaries in the coal mine, and that when kindergarten through 12th grade schools open September 14th, many COVID outbreaks and temporary shutdowns might become the norm. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.